Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence. This is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report, live on Gadigal land. I'm Charles Firth, and with me today are Dom Knight.
Hello.
And Floyd Alexander Hunt.
Hello.
Welcome back, Floyd.
Thanks. I'm very happy to be back. Welcome.
You've been in Edinburgh, haven't you?
I have. I went to Edinburgh.
Did you perform?
No, I just went to watch. Mental health, never been better.
I mean, how exciting was it? How jealous should we be on a scale of 1 to fucking jealous?
I would say very jealous, but okay, this will make you feel better. It was so expensive to be there. The accommodation my partner and I were sharing was sharing like a 3-quarter size bed.
Oh.
Because there was
they
so
couldn't afford the extra quarter.
I don't know why.
That seems very Scottish to me. I mean, someone with Scottish heritage, it's a bit stingy. Like they thought, shall we get a regular double size? I didn't even know that there were smaller.
But they'd also run out of towels at the place that we were staying at.
Isn't that just more romantic? Like
maybe in the first months, but we're like 4th year going. I'm like, don't touch me.
Yeah, right. Well, we were going to talk about politics and everything that's happening in the world today.
Yes.
But we might just keep talking to Floyd about
Let's just find
stuff.
Out what Floyd's been doing.
But let's first of all have an ad break.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. Now with extra whispers.
So there's a new way to avoid these ad breaks.
Oh, really?
We've just signed up with Apple as well, Apple Podcasts.
So
There's Acast Plus, the old way, or there's Apple Podcasts, just via the Apple Podcast app.
Yep.
Just hit subscribe.
And is that why we've got a new vanity URL? Did you see that?
Yes, apple.co/thechaser.
Yeah, apple.co/thechaser.
Until they realise they don't want to associate themselves with us and they cancel it. For the time being, you can sign up to either service once we set it up at chaser.com.au/podcast or just go to the podcast app on your Apple device.
And do it there.
So there you go. That's ironically, that gives you an ad-free version. We've just now done an ad for the ad-free version.
Okay.
So do you think the rest of us need to get 3-quarter size beds? The best thing you can do in entertainment is to go somewhere where the things are better than they are here or busier and just steal ideas, right? So, I mean, clearly the 3-quarter bed, that's one fad we could get on board with.
Yeah, I mean, 3-quarter bed is fine if it's just you, I reckon, but when you've got a partner, you need to get divorced.
Because we've got a queen. It's not going to work. I'm imagining if we lopped, it'd be about the size of a single.
Oh, no, if you've been together as long as I have, king size bed is the minimum size to stay married.
Yeah.
Because you need to not be able to touch each other ever again.
And then you need a king for that. What was crazy, we'd just been in Portugal before we went to Edinburgh, had a king there, and then went to the 3-quarter. So it was like, God.
Yeah. You went to Portugal, you and every other person in the world.
Yes, I'm very unique, okay? I had to check it out, had to see Europe for my own eyes.
What is it about Portugal that's made it the hottest destination this season?
Climate change, apparently. It's just burning down. Yeah. Fires everywhere.
Because Europe's in the midst of the worst heat wave in 500 years.
I know.
What was it like?
Well,
it's a bit like normal Australian
summer. It was just another day. I found it very amusing being in London because people lost their mind when it was like 38 degrees. People were like, oh my God, the trains are not going to work.
They can't cope on a normal hot day. I lived in London for a few years as a kid, and honestly, the slightest ray of sun, any British person will just take their clothes off. Go to the park and try and get sunburned.
And you can tell who is British and who is Australian in Britain by looking at the bus stops. And anyone who is, when it's sunny,
under the shade,
and they're under the shade, they're Australian. And if they're not under the shade, they're British because they want the sun on them.
That's so true.
And probably, we know that that's the wrong thing
to
do.
But I think that's because it only ever got to 30, 31. Now it's gotten to 38. They're like, oh, we can't go outside. People were like, we're having to cancel work.
Why?
For 38 degrees? Like, we're expected to go to work in 38 degrees.
Not me, I'm a huge fan of the UK. I would have thought skin cancer is one of the more pleasant ways you could die in the UK. I mean, relatively fast.
Yeah, at least you wouldn't have to put up with Boris Johnson anymore.
You wouldn't kind of get consumption or just die due to poverty.
Relatively fast.
The main death of people in the current UK is just
you could
austerity.
Die before they put another prime minister in place. There's still no prime minister over there.
The other detail that I heard, and just tell me if this is true, which is somebody was saying that all the train lines, the actual tracks, will melt at that temperature.
Oh, that's genius.
Correct.
He's going, what did they make the rail out of? Mercury or something? Like, what? How do they melt at 38 degrees?
That would be very British, though. To design the train in such a way that the slightest variation in environmental conditions and it would just fuck up.
Like, yeah, that is, it is very British. And the tubes are, like, terrible. Like, I couldn't believe when I was on it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is terrible. We think of, like, London as, like, oh, this international city, amazing. But it's just, like, hot, disgusting air coming in on you. There's no air con. You can't move between the carriages. It has a sign that says, you will die if you move between
Yeah, they're
the
really
carriages.
Small. That's the thing I feel. Yeah. Like, when I was a kid, I loved the tube because I was tiny. But as a grown man, it's like a toy train.
Yeah, it's not tall enough. Exactly.
And so, do you want to update us on British politics?
What's going on?
Okay, and I actually asked a few of my British friends what was going on, things like that. So it sounds like Liz is going to be Prime Minister from what I've heard.
Yep. Liz Truss.
Liz Truss. Mm. I think no one likes her.
And she's running, but she's running on the platform of cutting taxes even further for the rich, isn't she? Yeah.
And also not being
black.
A South Asian man. Yeah. I think that's her main appeal to the conservative base.
Well, I was listening to this member of the Conservative Party who's explaining it to Geraldine Doogue on Saturday Extra. And the way he put it was 99.5% of the Conservative Party members are white.
Mm.
And so you're going, oh.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's a constituency.
Yeah.
It's actually quite amazing looking at Boris Johnson's cabinet, how much diversity there was in that, like compared to, I don't know, Australia, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
But the voters, fortunately for Liz
Boris should
Liz
have made
Truss,
himself secretly some of those.
Still racist.
Yeah, still racist.
Yeah.
The big thing over there, when I was talking to people in the UK, is that their energy prices are going to be insane. They're going to be paying like $8,000 minimum a year in like electricity and gas.
Yes.
We don't pay that at all, right? Or is that coming for us?
Well, it depends on whether Anthony Albanese does the gas. At the moment, the only state in Australia that has a scheme where you can take some of the gas and use it for local production is in Western Australia. And they don't have any problems with gas prices at all. In fact, I think that they might have the problem of slightly too much gas.
Oh.
whereas there is a question mark over whether the federal government is going to come in and implement a similar scheme for the rest of Australia. The thing is, it's just fucking common sense, so probably, no, he won't.
The thing about Britain is it does get so cold in winter. It's much colder than here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So essentially what this means is that, yes, some people will pay $1,000 for power. Others will just freeze to death. I mean, it's just an efficiency.
They're talking that they're going to have like communal heating areas so that people go to these communal heating areas and then they go to bed.
But what happens when they go to bed?
Just freeze. Yeah. Home freeze. We're a lot of
so they're going to need to have like, everyone will just go to department stores or into the tube.
Yeah,
but
in
everyone
the tube.
Will sit on tube
just lie on the train track there. Holding on to that heat from the
tube. Tories know it's much more efficient if you lose 10 million of your population. I mean, they don't need 60 million people to live in the UK. They could. It's a very small island. They could do it with fewer.
But isn't the problem that they're facing is that they can't fill all the positions, like they need more people?
Yes, that was the thing I noticed, especially in London. It was insane. Every cafe, restaurant, shop I walked into, business, had an advertisement being like, we need a full-time, blah, blah, blah.
Did they hear your accent and think you just arrived? And you're like, please be our barista, Floyd, please.
Yeah.
Could it be that they've, I don't know, dismantled a scheme that gave them almost unlimited access. Migrants from Europe? Funny how that's come to bite them. Who would have thought that might have happened?
And so is there any realisation that Brexit has totally fucked them?
I think that's how they feel now.
Right. But are people willing to admit that they previously supported
voted
Brexit?
Or? I mean, no one that I know. Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry. I was just about to say no one I know voted for Brexit. My nana. But she's still very pro it. The delusional. They're still,
but you've got to look in the right place, because everyone in London knew that it was very sensible and migration was a good thing and good for the economy. You needed to go to, and presumably you didn't at any point, go to any completely shit little towns that were basically doomed.
Besides Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
No, but those places, the places we've heard of, none of them – would have voted for Brexit. It's all the obscure little racist places that are still just basically resent anyone who's European. And all the ones that received heaps of EU funding, ironically.
Yes.
Those are the places that voted to leave. And that are now going, well, okay, we're freezing to death. There's no staff in any of the businesses. We can't go to the supermarket. There's no food in it, but at least we don't have foreigners.
I read this report of these people in some shitty little town. They'd got funding for a pool from the EU because they were low on the development scale. And now the EU's pulled out the funding because they don't have Brexit.
Because of course they have.
And they're demanding their money back from the EU.
For the
even
pool.
Though they voted overwhelmingly for Brexit. You're going, what do you think that Brexit was about, you fuckwits?
But surely in the divorce proceedings that they've probably all had due to being, fucked up their lives, they didn't demand the next year's present even though they'd left their wife, right? Like, you don't get your anniversary present if you've just divorced, do you?
No, you don't. Although there's interesting thing. Don't you get to keep your rings?
Alimony.
Like
And
if you become accustomed... Wait, isn't there a rule? Certainly in America, it's like if you become accustomed to a certain way of life, they have to keep paying for that.
Imagine if the EU had to pay Britain like alimony after Britain left it.
That's incredible.
Priceless.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
What a shithole my ancestors came from.
Is that why you hate the UK so much? I was trying to get to the bottom of it.
No, it's my heritage is entirely different parts of Britain. Oh. I don't even have Irish, which is the good bit.
Yeah. But that's same with me. I'm entirely English. Like I didn't even get any Scottish.
Scottish.
They're all from Yorkshire.
No wonder you like living in Australia.
Just the dregs. I'm the dregs of the dregs.
So I have part Scottish and part Welsh, which is why parts of me feel oppressed by the other parts of me and resent them. But no, I also lived there as a kid for 2 years and absolutely hated it. It was just in the 80s. Thatcher was running all the schools. There were constantly protests. It was just miserable. It was just horrible. So no, I have a deep, lasting resentment towards everything to do with Britain, basically. And myself. The two things are connected.
You're the exact candidate for Brexit.
I know. I'm projecting basically my flaws onto Britain and they all fit. But the difference between me and Britain is that I understand that foreigners actually make things better because at least then you're not just there with yourself. Right? So,
true.
I mean, the food we had in the 80s, you would not believe. We had fucking spotted dick was served weekly in our school dinners.
Yeah.
So. And the boiled carrots.
Spotted dick. But isn't that
trifle
and custard?
Thing?
Yeah, it's like it's delicious, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's all bubble and squeak, you think.
Bubble and squeak.
Yeah,
it's all crap.
Okay.
Sounds all right, actually. Yeah. I'm quite hungry.
When you were in Edinburgh, did you have haggis?
Yes.
Yes, isn't haggis. It delicious?
It was good.
I don't understand why people don't like haggis.
Had black pudding as well.
It's
what
the
is
sheep
that?
Stomach concept, I think people aren't into with that.
But the one that I had was sort of, it had all these spices in it that made haggis. It really delicious. Yeah.
Also, you've got to put yourself in the shoes of an ancient Scottish, villager. That you've got nothing. There's nothing. You're living a deprived life with a place with a shit climate, nothing to do.
Yes.
Like the sheep stomach is actually the most convenient cooking receptacle you can find.
Yeah.
That's the only thing available to you in a Scottish village. And full credit to the Scots for coming up with the term black pudding rather than just like congealed blood on a plate.
Yeah. You know that they sell congealed blood in Russia still?
Just as for eating or
as
for
children's lollies?
No.
And they imply, because it looks a bit like chocolate, right? And they mix it with sugar. They imply that it's chocolate-based, but it has no chocolate in it. It's a very popular lolly. It's just blood, congealed blood, and sugar.
That's so gross.
That came straight from the Stalinist gulags.
Yeah, totally. It was a Soviet invention.
Cool, thanks for doing that ad for the podcast.
So I got to say, I'm now feeling much better about not having just spent summer in Europe.
Mm.
Really? Because of the heat wave?
Me up. And,
yeah.
The heat wave, the three-quarter beds, the blood lollies, British food. Yeah. I mean, admittedly, you were just at probably the world's most exciting arts festival, seeing the cutting edge of everything.
Yes, that was cool. Mm. That was really cool.
But you had to go to Britain to do it, so.
Yeah.
Before you go, can you do a plug for your podcast? Because I noticed it on the Apple podcast store in the last few days. It's featured.
It's new. It's noteworthy.
New and noteworthy, yes.
What does that mean, new and noteworthy?
I think it just means we have noted
We've noted you and Gabby, yeah.
And so they probably got a press release about it, was it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what is it called?
Okay, it's called I've Got Notes.
Yep.
And essentially we describe it as like book club but for music.
Oh, wow.
So we just like listen, we choose an artist each time and then listen to some of their songs and then we give notes to the artist.
And you're both
on how they can improve. You're
both
songs.
Musical comedians, so there's a double on the double meaning
there's
of notes.
There's a double meaning of notes. So yeah, exactly, the musical notes and we're having a lot of fun. We're giving good feedback, I think.
Who are the artists that you've advised so far?
Okay, Lorde.
Oh, actually, she needs it.
She definitely needs it after her last album. And then, we've got a new one coming out on Wednesday, John Mayer.
Oh, yes, he desperately needs
notes.
Do you cover his personal life as well as his music?
Oh, yes. When we give notes, we give the full spectrum of notes.
I'm quite glad we don't release music. I wouldn't want to be featured on this thing. Are you going to do Harry Styles?
I think I want to do One Direction and then maybe do all of the boys. Gabby doesn't seem as keen, but I'll keep pushing it.
Keep pushing it. There you go. Yeah. I've got notes.
We also love to do a like one-hit wonder or a two-hit wonder like Natasha Bedingfield. Oh. Do you remember her?
Which one was she?
She does the like, these words are my own. From the heart. You know, no.
We have to pay copyright on that. No, I heard her singing the other day and realised I had no clue she was.
Yeah. She had two major hits in like 2000 and then, yeah. It's actually quite mean that we gave her notes given that her career's really not working out.
So I've got notes. It's wherever you get your podcast apps.
Mm. We'll catch you next time, Floyd. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
See ya.
Our Gears from Road. We're part of the Acast Creator Network.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.